I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 774, Reading Spiritually. I love to read, but I don't always like being read. How about you? It's very easy to consume books and blogs and articles in massive quantities, but not slow down long enough to stop reading and instead to be read. Let me explain. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God. And when he says love God, it's with everything we've got. So heart, soul, mind, all of us. And then to love others the same way. A lot of our love comes from what we read. I read a lot of books. Right now I have one on Audible that I'm reading. I have one fiction book about a ranger's apprentice that's kind of fun. I have one book on ministry in the world today that I'm reading. And that doesn't count the daily devotional books that I read, including from Henry Nouwen and a Celtic book on prayer that I read a little each morning. The point is, it's easier to read for volume and not for value. It's less threatening to consume books than to let the books consume us. Here's how Henry Nouwen put it. Reading often means gathering information, acquiring new insight and knowledge, and mastering a new field. It can lead us to degrees, diplomas, and certificates. Spiritual reading, however, is different. It means not simply reading about spiritual things, but also reading about spiritual things in a spiritual way. That requires a willingness not just to read, but to be read. Not just to master, but to be mastered by the words. As long as we read the Bible or a spiritual book simply to acquire knowledge, our reading doesn't help us in our spiritual lives. We can become very knowledgeable about spiritual matters without truly being spiritual people. As we read spiritually about spiritual things, we open our hearts to God's voice. Sometimes we must be willing to put down the book we're reading and just listen to what God is saying to us through the words. Nouwen is getting at a very common problem. Taking the easy road of gaining more and more and more information without allowing for transformation, because that might be too scary or too painful or too unknown. The writer of Hebrews talks about you and me listening for God's voice, and if we hear it, don't harden your heart, and then entering into God's rest. Well, how do we do that? Well, he goes on to say in Hebrews 4:12, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." That's a big verse, friends. Did you notice the discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart part? That's not going to happen if you're not reading spiritually. It's just not. If your Bible reading is a checkoff, if it's just about reading a certain amount of chapters or verses, covering a certain amount of territory, without stopping for reflection, maybe journaling about what God is saying to you, you may know more and more, but you won't grow more and more. We need to at least be pausing to ponder with the Spirit what the written word and the living word are speaking to our soul and our life. If you want to just learn more stuff about the Bible, then just go ahead and ignore what I'm going to say next. But if you want to read the Bible and have the Bible read you, try this. Read smaller chunks and then read them several times. Slow down when you read. It's not a race. Read them out loud if you can. Ask the Spirit to help before you start. Listen for what's in the text for you right now. Pray the text back to God. Write down your takeaway and then take that with you through your day, meditating on the truth of Spirit and Word as you live your day. And remember, it's always all about Jesus. Jesus said in John 5:39, "You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, but it is they that bear witness about me." Here's the great question. Think back. When was the last time you slowed down enough in your Scripture reading to hear the Spirit's voice to your own soul? What was the message from Word and Spirit to you? Let's pray. Father, we're so grateful for your Word, the living Word, Jesus, the written Word of Scripture. We're thankful that the Spirit brings it alive to us. Forgive us for racing through the reading of the Word. Help us to hear it in our souls, to listen to what you are saying to us, and to let that be transformational for us as we love you and others more. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 775. And in the meantime, I want to take one more episode on this topic tomorrow and give a perspective from someone that you'll recognize who did it very well over a long ministry and a life well lived. But for today, take some time to read, but not just read, actually read spiritually.